producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Sound like
I thought I was here. Why do you always have to try to take over everything?
Well, no. It's like 6:30 and the show starts, and I'm like, Doug, and you're like, I'm here.
Well, what I was doing, I was playing Roberta on the radio. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, not Roberta, who's got the Ikabungalungas today. Too much celebration.
Bahungalungas.
Oh, Bahungalunga. Kenny Kessler is monitoring Facebook.com. A lot of stories there about Christmas experiences and Star Wars and whatever other wars we may be involved in. And Rich McFadden at the controls. I was busy sending an email to someone. I never, ever do this. But some of you have probably had the same experience, so you're welcome to share. I don't know whether we'll put this up on our Facebook page, Kenny, or just I'll bring it up now, and then I'll wait and see what happens. I decided a couple, 3 weeks ago that I would ship my car out to California rather than renting cars because it can be expensive.
Yeah.
I used to have a nice trade deal with a company, and I don't now. And so rather than hire these cars, they can be, you rent them for 2-3 weeks at a time. You're getting into hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So I decided I'd send my own car here, which I really like to drive, and okay, this would be easy. I called up the company. Meredith's done this a few times, shipping her car back and forth to Florida. So I've shipped cars before, and I've never had a good experience. Never, never, ever. I've probably shipped a car a dozen times. So I get to this outfit. I'm not going to mention the name of them today, but if they don't do what they're supposed to do today,
what
tomorrow,
it rhymes with?
I will mention it. It rhymes. Well, there's a, we have an advertiser.
No, I mean, it's a car shipping company.
Yeah, right, exactly. It begins with a Quicken, Auto Transport. That's a
Quicken Auto Transport. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's just,
all right, so anyway, okay. I'm gonna keep this above the line unless they don't deliver the car today. This thing has been a fiasco from the beginning. The car was going to be shipped in an enclosed van. Guy comes to pick it up, and it's just a regular car carrier.
It's open.
Didn't speak a lick, an open car carrier, not a lick of English. Not one word could this guy speak.
What do you
anyway,
mean?
So they made all these promises.
Driving a truck.
Yeah, well, but you got to be able to speak English, don't you think? If you're dealing with the public or somebody that's using your services.
You should be able to speak some sort of English.
Some, yeah, exactly. Anyway, I don't want to play the angry man here. I'm just suggesting that these sorts of things, these people have a license to steal. And they do whatever they damn well please. There's no, the logistics are ridiculous. And I've had a horrible experience. But he promised that it would be here today. Then somebody called me from dispatch said it wouldn't be here until this Friday. I got a call on Saturday. Your car is here, Mr. Steffen. We'll deliver it in an hour. So I stayed home and waited for an hour.
Oh,
and then
no.
They called and said, oh, sorry, it was the wrong car.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
right.
Horrible.
Right. So anyway, we'll
should've
see
called
what happens
my guy
today. What? Who's your guy?
Right, I told you. I was going to give you the number. And you're like, no, I got a guy. And I'm like, okay.
Well, I had it all. Why
brought my Bronco from California, got here in 4 days, and then boom, it was perfect.
All right. So if I ship the car back, I may leave the car here. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But anyway, this is just a ridiculous situation. But it sort of underscores how hard it is to do business in our country today. That's one of the things I was talking earlier about. The movies this weekend that I saw, always when I come to California, especially when I'm by myself, I love to go to the movies. Love the movies are a great escape for me. And here, I have more time to go to the movies. So
and you saw four this weekend, right?
I saw four movies, two on Saturday and two on Sunday. I paid for all of them. You can't do what I used to do anymore. The theaters are such that the new theaters, the way they've got them arranged, the seating, you got to pick a seat.
Oh, because you have to.
And they're all sold out. And,
yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, so you have to really pay. And
what
it's expensive.
Bummer.
It's $15-16 here to see a movie. And when I say here, Los Angeles, it's a little less expensive than Massachusetts. So anyway, I saw four movies. The two I saw on Saturday were Joy And when I say the other one was, I'm getting the order confused. Joy.
You saw the Big Short.
The Big Short.
The Big Short I saw yesterday. Well, the point I'm making here, not all the movies that I saw, but the Michael Moore movie, which is basically him and his usual BS. But there are some points that are made in his movie. It's called What Country Are We Going to Attack Next? Or something along that line. And it's on limited release now. It started in Los Angeles this weekend. It'll be a wide release in the next two or three weeks around the country. Now, we all kind of get Michael Moore is a smarmy, wise apple jerkleburger. But there are some things about this country that he points out in this. You know, he's always attacking this country because we're terrible at this, terrible at that, terrible at everything. And the things that he comes up with, though, in this particular movie, I have only seen a few of his movies in the past, and I found them annoying. But and I found this movie was annoying, too. But there were things that you said, I fell asleep for a little while, and then I woke up.
Well, yeah, you saw two movies in a row. That's a lot.
Well, it was, if I'm relaxing, and it's kind of one of those weekends where the sleep quotient doesn't get all pieced
kind
together.
Kind of a letdown, too. You're so busy, and then you finally have some quiet time. And
Yeah. So you just zonk out. Anyway, so the Moore movie takes you to various countries around the world where they're doing, quote, unquote, it right. And it's about health insurance, and it's about education. It's the usual stuff. We need to give everybody free education, free health care, yada, 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 working hours. And it's a zing at that most of the things that are part of America and its working realities. But there were some things that were in it that rang a bell with me. And one of them had to do with the food production, food sources, and what's happening to the supply and source of food that we have here in our country and, frankly, around the world. I'm not going to go through it now, the whole thing, but I will tell you that this is one of my hot-button issues. And in the new year, there are so many things that we need to be aware of that are not yet political issues, but need to be. And the source of food, the way the corporate giants are putting together a package that will control the source of food, not only here, but all around the world. And that's one of the things that is concerning people, and it is concerning me. You hear me all the time talking about the American locavore movement, which basically has many of you expressing your sentiment. You want food choice. You want to get good, healthy local food. You want to be able to see where it's grown, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And around the world, the source of seeds is drying up because of these people. The Dow DuPont thing is the latest in this whole mechanized chain of companies taking over the production of food. But you don't realize how important it is and what's going on with the land and with water and all the other things. So even if you have to hold your nose through watching a Michael Moore Ritchie, you might even you get more reasons to be angry or think the guy's a jerkleburger. But the people in the theater were cheering. And you can say, oh, well, that's California, and those lefties out there love that sort of thing. But there really was, there are four or five points that are made by this movie that are extraordinarily important. And one of them has to do with who's in this country, who's getting an education, and what we're doing to the people in this country and the education if they come from some other place. We're sending, and I've said this any number of times before, we're educating people here. We let them come in. We used to encourage them to stay because we needed their technology and their expertise. Now we're throwing them all out. And we're letting, you know, he has this whole thing about the Berlin Wall and then the Mexico Wall and the stuff you can take from the subtleness or not so subtleness of the points he's making. But we are letting a lot of people into this country who are, and I mean, it almost sounded like Michael Moore doing Donald Trump to a point, or vice versa. It just is amazing how asleep we are. That's really what I got out of this movie is we are so asleep here. We are so dull. We are so uneducated as to what really is going on in life. One woman from Tasmania who's being interviewed and talking in great English about what's going on over there and what we could learn from some of the things that are going on in that country. And there actually were some things. Nobody even knows where Tasmania is. For the record, it's east of Morocco in North Africa. But she said, you people in America spend more time watching the Kardashians, and the crowd in the theater just laughed. And this is an L.A. crowd who knows, obviously, about the Kardashians. But we do. We spend, and it's fun. It's okay. It's good to get distracted. Jennifer just said something that was pretty important. We all have busy lives, and most of us do. And do you do something different with your life to sort of stimulate you. And that's what I find in oftentimes in good movies. I'd rather be stimulated than put to sleep. And the idea is here that we become dull with the use of all of the devices that we have. We are so controlled by them and the information that's there. What do we go to first?
There's a guy who walked off the cliff in San Diego while he was taking pictures and staring at his phone.
Right. Cliff and died.
Right. So, I mean, that's what we're sort of talking about. So, if you get a chance to, even though you may want to throw cabbage at the screen during part of it or a tomato or something, we all need to see something that disagrees with our points of view. We all need to listen on the radio. I think we do anyway, to things that stimulate us so that we know we more thoroughly engage our own views, where we solidify our values and mores and standards, or maybe they're questioned, because it's always good. It's good to question authority. It's good to question your values. It's good to question how you think about things. And so at the end of the day, I found this to be a really good, stimulating experience. The Big Short, by the way, is something that's extraordinarily condemning. The movies I saw were condemning of various concussions. Well, the concussion
story.
You're
riled up and ready to go, aren't you?
The concussion the movie with Will Smith is a terrific shot at the NFL and what a bunch of lying bastards they are. And it doesn't even really go into it as much as the producers wanted it to. And as the facts would lead you to believe, we ought to have more info. It's just we're so clouded, and we have this thing about football. Why is there such mania about football? And the question is asked. Here's one of the guys in the movie says that Sunday was taken over by religion, was displaced by the NFL on Sunday. More people watch NFL games than go to church.
Yeah,
I think that's true, frankly. And then The Big Short about the banks. My God, that is the reality. And this is what I say: we're all sort of being put to sleep by what's going on. The fact that the housing crisis and what it did to us and the value of the economy as it relates to home ownership and how the bank screwed that all up. And only one person went to jail. One person through all of that. And he was a guy who came here. The point is made without saying it. The guy was a Muslim who worked in, I think, the Bank of America or Chase or one of those banks. And he was sort of second in command, and he went to jail. But he's the only person that ever went to jail. And the other thing that I have talked about in the last month or so is that we're going back to, I learned what they call the packaging. Christian Bale is excellent in this movie. There's a really good good cast in the movie. Christian Bale is a doctor who becomes an investor. And it tells the story of how he noticed in 2005 that the mortgage-backed securities looked like they were weak and nobody else was watching it, or they were all covering it up, and the government and its complicity and all of that sort of thing. But that's a good point, except that the government, as of the 1st of December, has just allowed the banks to go back and do the same thing that they did that brought about the housing crisis of 2008. You can get a mortgage with a 600 credit score, you can get a mortgage for 3% down, and you can get a mortgage without any verification of your income. You can do that now, again. And that's really the story of the movie, is what happened that led up to 2008, and we're doing the same thing all over again. That's what's, and the complicity of the banks and the government, man. Okay, so go to the movies and show yourself. 20 after the hour and good day.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese crisp sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Crisp sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from, we say crisp sandwich.
Wow. Where are you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen.
As the cold cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Twist and shout. Okay, so this 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program is one of the most stimulating stories of the weekend. Some of you, most of you, hopefully know that the Beatles collection of songs was released for airplay on most of the downlinkable, that's the right word, the downloading facilities, Spotify, Pandora, I think, is in it. Kenny, how many different sources now can people find the Beatles catalog?
I think there's 10 or 12 streaming services that have them.
Okay. So how it was decided, I think we talked about this either Thursday or Friday, the families of the two Beatles that are gone, and then Ringo and Paul, agreed to allow this catalog to be aired. I'm sure there's a lot of money involved in it, but the streaming of the Beatles music has now started, and we have the stats on which songs are number one, actually the top 10. We have, this would be number five, Richie, right? Though we have the list of
This is the U.S. list of the top 10 songs, and we're taking number five down to number one.
All right, so what do we have in the top 10? Kenny, bring us from 10 to 5 anyway, will you?
Number 10 was Help. Number 9 is She Loves You. Number 8 is In My Life. Number 7, I Want to Hold Your Hand. And number 6, Blackbird.
Okay, now the significance of this, not only the fact that this stuff is all available now for you to download sort of on your own channel, but I'm not finished.
No, you are finished. Download is the key word there. This is the streaming.
Streaming, excuse me.
Yes, not download.
So then explain to the unwashed what the difference is between streaming and download.
Spotify, Pandora, Rhapsody, Apple Music are all streaming services. That means that the music is in the cloud.
Right.
And as
they
you
don't take up
it,
your memory.
It doesn't. Right. It's not physically on your device.
Got it. Jennifer just said it. Now I understand it. Okay. So the fact that the listenership to this are certainly the millennial interest in this, given the fact that none of them were alive when the Beatles were really popular, and you don't think about, we think of us as baby boomers or people even Jennifer's age who are involved in the Beatles story. But Richie, you said that
65% of people streaming Beatles music on Spotify are age 34 and under.
Yeah. What did I tell you?
I was listening all weekend with my kids.
Yeah.
And my son is like, I mean, I was telling Ken, I played the White Album for him, which has Rocky Raccoon, Bungalow Bill, and Obladi Oblada, and they loved it.
Kids love Obladi
Oblada. Oh, yeah, it's a great song for kids. That's how I, figured I'd get them into it.
So I guess we'll take number four to be Let It Be. Kenny, is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah. What is there about this song? This was number one, I think, the first day, though, at least here in America. How are the lists differing around the country, around the world? Various, like England, is their list similar to ours in terms of download? Streaming?
It's very similar. I think there's only maybe two songs that are different.
Yeah. So the first two that we just
played. All over the world.
Is it? All right, number three, one of my favorite Beatle tunes, as a matter of fact. It's All Right. Yeah, this is a wonderful, wonderful song. Here Comes the Sun. You're like a jock all over again, aren't you?
Everything is so good. It doesn't sound dated. You know, a lot of times when you listen to music from this decade, you go, okay, that's, 60s music, 70s music, 50s music, whatever it is. This just transcends all that.
I want to hold your hand.
You want to hear the quickest Beatles song you'll ever hear on this show?
Hey, yeah, that'll be it. That's number two, right?
Yes, number two.
Yes, still love it.
Doug doesn't like it.
I don't like it. So what's the number one most extreme? Oh, wow. Come Together. This is
this is the Beatles?
Yeah, this really got them off of the what we heard in She Loves You, the mop-headed stuff, didn't it, Kenny, this song?
This was almost at the end.
Yeah.
They had shifted. Sgt. Pepper really took them away from that.
Yeah, right, it did. Yep, yep. All right, so that's it. Streaming the Beatles, the focus here on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Another saving secret from Arm & Hammer. Most people aren't crazy about doing the laundry.
Ugh.
But everyone loves saving money.
Yeah.
Arm & Hammer Plus OxiClean Power Packs makes doing the wash easier with convenient single-dose packs and gives you a savings of up to 50% versus the leading pod.
Ooh.
And what's even better? Arm & Hammer Power Packs are the only ones with the 2-in-1 cleaning power of baking soda plus OxiClean Stain Fighters. Arm & Hammer Plus OxiClean Power Packs. It has what everyone likes. Big clean, small price.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more-making, poison-ivy-dodging, same-song-singing, ghost-storytelling, campfire-building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
I smoked a lot and quit a lot, but got nowhere. It's hard. Then my daughter was born. Now I have the best reason why to quit in the world. I just need the right how. I want this time to be my last time. That's why I choose Nicoderm CQ.
The Nicoderm CQ patch has unique extended-release technology that helps prevent your urge to smoke all day. Tweet hashtag what's your why at Nicoderm CQ for a chance to win valuable prizes. Use as directed. Behavioral support increases chances of success.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
After the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. This was Jennifer and Richie and Ken are here with me as usual. It's a Monday, the last week of 2015. Good riddance to it as far as I'm concerned. I'm looking forward to the transition to the new year and things that are supposed to be more positive and helpful. We're going to have Maria Francesca Trilogy with us on Friday to overview. She's an astrologer who I have great faith in. She's going to bring us through to what she thinks next year is going to be all about. And there will be plenty of other people with their predictions for the new year and people with their engaging ideas about what they can give up. My New Year's resolutions are, put some real teeth in them this year, will you? I was talking earlier,
in fact,
I think,
make
about
teeth
writing
your resolution
down.
This year.
Yeah, right. I want new teeth.
Right, get some teeth.
Yeah. I was just writing a condolence note to a very dear friend of mine whose mother passed away yesterday.
Oh.
And she and I, her mother's 90. Yeah, it's a lousy time of year for it to happen. This woman and I have been friends for a long, long time. She works in the bank. Very helpful. Sort of my personal banker. And we've known each other for, heavens, 45, 50 years. She's the oldest employee or the longest. She may be the oldest. She's not the oldest. The chairman of the board is the oldest, but she's the longest running employee. Imagine having the same job from, she's a little younger than I am, but she's had one job in her life, and that's working at that bank. Since she got out of high school, went to college, she worked at the bank part-time when she went to college, so she paid for going to college, and she's been at the bank, never had another job in her life.
Wow. I can't even imagine that.
Yeah, I know it. So anyway, her mother passed away yesterday. I was just sending her a note because her mother was having, her mother was in her early 90s, I think, 93 or 94, and she had the indications of Alzheimer's and dementia and that sort of thing, but she seemed to be healthy. And then, I don't know whether this is the case. Any doctors listening, maybe you can respond to this. I don't know if we can find any of the doctors that we use here, but I'm bringing this up because she seemed to be healthy physically and then just stopped. Whether your brain gets so meshed up because of the, and I say meshed, not messed, meshed up because of what goes on, everything gets crossed, and maybe the wires get crossed to your heart and it just stops. I don't know. But it's really, when you look around at the times of the year, if you could choose the time of the year, this wouldn't be the time of year that you would choose to go. Nothing worse. And by the way, there's a warning with what happens this week, especially all of you who will be big partiers and aren't used to drinking, or maybe you're out of shape. There's going to be a snowstorm pretty much going across the upper Midwest. I think we'll have snow in the Northeast tomorrow or the next day. And because of the temperatures and because of the condition of the ground being so warm still, the snow will be very heavy, very wet and very heavy. And if you're not used to shoveling and you get a shovel and go outside and start shoveling, it's going to be curtains for you. There's so many people who die in the first snowstorm of the season, wherever it may be, and especially if it comes around the holidays, because there is a stress on your heart anyway because of the parties or whatever's going on with your family. So what's the old thing? A word to the wise is sufficient. Is something that maybe you ought to resolve to do is not do something silly. Some other things going on this week. People are beginning to do their taxes, tax returns.
Oh, no.
Yes.
It's not April yet.
Bring that up.
Right. Well, we're trying to figure out, because the tax collections, you know, in our country this past year have been the largest ever in the history of the country. More money was extracted from you this past year than ever before in the history of our country. And that, along with the fact that we've spent more money this past year than we ever have in the history of our country, or our debt is bigger than it ever has been, you got to wonder, is there going to ever be a reconciliation of this with budgets or with the spending curves or doing things that are sane? And then we get to the point last Monday when the budget bill was passed, there were very, very, very confining elements to it. The Republicans got the House to agree, and then the Senate did, and the President had to go along with it because he needed the bill signed. There are curbs on the power of the IRS that are unprecedented, at least in my memory, because of them woefully, the office being run politically, and the people that are, it reminded me of the Nixon era, when Nixon used to use the IRS to go after his enemies. And the IRS has been used that way for the last 6 or 7 years. So this curb, one wonders, how is that going to affect you and what you pay in taxes? If you do the right thing, the smart thing, the honorable thing, you're going to pay what you owe. That's really the way the system is such. We can complain about it. We ought to do something about it. Every single person that's on the staff of this program agrees wholeheartedly that the tax system sucks in our country, and it needs a complete overhaul. The IRS was out of control. Now maybe they'll be a little bit more in control or curbed. But the whole idea of taxation, it's one of the things in the Michael Moore movie that I find interesting, is the attitude. The Michael Moore movie I was talking about earlier, called Who Do We Invade Next, that's out and about, it takes a lot of shots at America and what we do wrong and how we can learn from other countries and yada, yada, yada. There's some of the usual Michael Moore propaganda, but in it is a section on the IRS, or a focus on the IRS, and what goes on with our IRS, and how our tax system is so different and backward from any of the other progressive countries. And even though they pay more taxes in many of these other countries in some respects, we end up being taxed more because of the higher levels and the corporate taxes and that sort of thing. And we pay for that twice. We're being taxed twice. If you don't understand the system, we're being taxed because the corporations are being taxed higher, so they pass that along to you. So you're paying their taxes, and you're paying your taxes, because the structure of the system is so screwy. I was going to use another word, Richie, but you didn't have to use the button.
Thank you.
The system is a mess. And so when you think about what you're going to do, we have the rudimentary stuff. We start preparing the tax returns, et cetera, et cetera. You may take heart in a story that we have at DougStephan.com today from an Oregon man who was so angry with his tax situation, he brought some chickens into the revenue office and just left them there. Those of you who are listening on KUGN in Eugene, Oregon, know this story. There was a news release from the police. They responded to a report of chickens left in the lobby of the Department of Revenue. Police and an animal welfare officer rounded up.
Who gives the clock? Yeah, I got it.
Who gives the clock? Good for you, Jennifer.
Oh, thanks.
All right, so this guy, his name is Lewis Adler. He wasn't arrested, but he was given a trespass notice requiring him to stay away from the bank. I'm sorry, from the IRS office or risk a citation. No people or animals were injured. So you can see the picture of the chickens in the article at DougStephan.com. That really brings you around. You're really angry when you do something like that. And we all have a reason to be angry because the system is crazy. You started to laugh, Richie.
I've just followed like your train of thought for the past 8 or 9 minutes, man.
How I brought myself around to that.
We've gone from What's-His-Face's movie to...
Michael Moore's movie,
The tax system to the food stuff.
Death and taxes.
All the way around to chickens.
Yep, there we are, Rich. Bawk, 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 bawk! And if that weren't enough,
radio.
Follow my thinking as we focus on birds in general, not just chickens.
You know what I want to do?
Birds that are colliding with helicopters, helicopters that are colliding with birds. We are worried about drones and whether or not they're getting in the way of helicopters or airplanes. Apparently, there were a number of helicopter bird strikes this past year, about 700% more than was the case a few years ago.
More people are reporting them.
Yes. Well, it's also the waterfowl population. See, I don't have a problem with them chewing up the geese because the geese are obnoxious and horrible and they get in the way of farming.
Apparently, the bird population is growing tremendously.
Yes. Right. Some birds. There
you
are
know
others
why? It's because people are listening to Bob Barker and they're getting their cats spayed or neutered. And so we've got less cats and the cats are not eating the birds.
Right.
Less so Bob Barker is actually in trouble for ruining the
planet. Really?
Bob Barker's killing helicopter pilots.
No.
News at 11.
Film at 11.
Thanks, Bob.
Heard it here
first. Bob. Wow. And as long as we're talking about Bob Barker, who lives in California, how about this, Richie? The Central Valley of California is sinking because of the drought, and the pumping of groundwater out of the ground is causing the ground to sink faster than ever before. This is one of the big agricultural areas in our country, and because of the water shortage here in California, a lot of people have been affected, but the farmers have not been affected. But instead of having a desalinization plant, no, that's too easy.
Well, Dougie, that would actually kill those three little specialty salmon or steelhead trout or whatever that.
Oh, no, we can't have that.
So,
we all will die of thirst, but we got to keep those salmon alive.
Got to keep those three fish alive.
Yep. Wow. Amazing, isn't it? Whew. So... this area, and this affects the land, the quality of the land being used to grow your veggies. I mean, there's all kinds of things. This is the way the system, the ecosystem works. There are all of these things that go hand in hand. And so the pumping out of the water, you know, that's how, if in areas, now California's not a big ledge state. In the east, where there's lots of ledge, there are various, like in my farm, I have a well. And the well goes down through two layers of granite and rock and shale before it gets to the underground river that's there. But because of the granite and the rock, the ground won't collapse. Well, in cases like California where there's no big rock compilation, they drill down and get the water out and the ground sinks. Hello, there's no water to hold the ground up. What do you think is going to happen? So that is what's happening. One wonders how much more of that is going on around the country or around the world. Where what happens when the oil comes out of the ground in places where there's no where there aren't layers of shale or ledge to hold the ground up? Doesn't the same thing happen? Wouldn't you think, using your imagination or your common sense, if you're sucking oil out of the ground, why doesn't the ground cave in there too? In these areas, especially the sand areas where most of the oil is. That's food for thought. I don't have an answer to that, but I just sort of wondered.
I'm dizzy, man.
Yeah. I think we should reset.
I'm going to fall down.
I want to get off this ride.
Focus, focus, focus.
Wow.
44 past the hour. This ride is called the Doug Stephan Good Day Program. Good day.
Wow.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom?
Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients, diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Points. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
This report is brought to you by Shriners Hospitals for Children. The U.S. Fire Administration reports more home fires during the holiday months than any other time of the year. Home fires and deaths increase significantly with more cooking, decorations, and open flames. And the biggest fire risk of all could be your Christmas tree. Shriners Hospitals for Children and actor Joe Manosso of NBC's Chicago Fire offer simple steps to keep families safe from fires and burn injuries with the Be Burn Aware PSA series. Joe Manosso.
During the holidays, hundreds of kids are taken to the ER with severe burns. That's why I'm working with Shriners Hospitals for Children to remind you to be burn aware this holiday season.
Simple steps like watering your tree daily and discarding the tree once it becomes dry can significantly reduce the risk of house fires and burn injuries. Additional tips include making sure your tree is at least 3 feet from heat sources and never leaving lit candles unattended. Learn more at beburnaware.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-471-1503. That's 1-800-471-1503. 1-800-471-1503. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health insurance company and other factors, not available in all states.
Finally, there's a lightweight cat litter that doesn't act lightweight. It's Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
My name is Erin, and I'm a professional pet sitter. I deal with cat litter all day. Clump & Seal Lightweight is amazing on odor. It's super easy to carry, and there's absolutely no dust.
No other litter seals and destroys odor and is 50% lighter than our regular litter and 100% dust-free.
It changed how I feel about a lightweight litter. I would recommend it to my friends and my clients.
Get 7-day odor control and no dust in Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
Now 48 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. The world's spookiest philosopher is Nick Bostrom, who is philosopher. He's an expert in artificial intelligence and killer robots. And he says the possibility exists of a technological doomsday. And he's come up with some interesting scenarios. He was in Santa Fe last month, to talk about this before a crowd of scientists who are involved in building machines that may or may not take over. This guy has created a super intelligent robot that's programmed to just make paper clips. And the paper clips, he says the machine keeps getting smarter and more powerful. It doesn't have any human values at all. It just makes paper clips and has figured out how to make them better and more. And the paper clip, this robot, could cover the world, conceivably, if it has resources. And it knows how to find the resources to build paper clips. And I'm thinking to myself, use your imagination a little bit. What would the world be like if all the streets were covered with paper clips? Or your home was covered with paper clips.
A lot of floods.
All the grass was covered. I mean, think about this. Stephen Hawking certainly has talked about this to a lot of people and worried about it. Bill Gates and Elon Musk have given millions of dollars for research on how to keep artificial intelligence under control. That apparently is true, according to this guy. But can you imagine? I mean, this is just one way of thinking about it. And who would have thought that a, you know, you think about planes and drones and things and robots that could take over. You see them in the movies and stuff. But who would have thought about a robot that would cover the planet with paper clips? I think about these new technologies, genetic engineering, nanotechnology, and all that stuff cascading into the future. Is that what next year is going to be about? 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product. And we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Not even if you hear the sound of a thud from my home and 1 week later, there's a smell coming from there that can only be a decaying human body. And you have to hold a hanky to your face because the stench is so thick that you think you're going to faint. Even then, don't come knocking.
This is such a great song. You tell us what the movie is, the song, and the clips you're going to hear. What's the movie? 888-302-3684 for a swell prize.
I'm drowning here, and you're describing the water.
Always look on the bright side.
All right, Garfunkel.
Always look on the bright side.
One more, Richie, right?
Why can't I just have a normal boyfriend? Why? Just a regular boyfriend who doesn't go nuts on me.
Everybody wants that, dear. It doesn't exist.
Wait a minute. Why can't we say that? Why can't I have a normal girlfriend?
Well, because it doesn't exist. No one's normal.
No one is normal.
What is normal?
Yeah, what is normal? Normal's boring. Anyway, this is from a super movie. If I tell you who the star was, you heard Jack Nicholson's voice there, right? I believe the female voice is Helen Hunt. Am I correct about that?
Correct. I believe so, yes.
So what's the name of the movie? You want a copy of the book Spiritual. This is a great spiritual book. Life is good when you do the work. What?
She won an Oscar for this, Chuck?
I believe so, yep.
All right. So if you know what the name of the movie is, 888-302-3684 to get a copy of this great book. It's a great way for you to start the new year. What's the name of this movie, Bang? And the movie's not called Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. There are a couple of good versions of that.
I'm drowning here, and you're describing the water.
Not even if you hear the sound of a thud from my home, and 1 week later, there's a smell coming from there that can only be a decaying human body. And you have to hold a hanky to your face because the stench is so thick that you think you're going to faint. Even then, don't come knocking.
888-302-3684. What is the name of the movie for the swell prize? Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here to go through box office totals from the weekend. Our thought for the day today, Chucker, comes from Denzel Washington, who, believe it or not, is 61 years old today. He said, luck is where opportunity meets preparation. Man, is that good. Luck is where opportunity meets preparation. Okay, so the Star Wars movie is big. I went to see four movies this weekend. I don't, Richie, let's just go through well, we can put a commercial or two later on, but I want to get Chuck's feed on all this. Let's go through the list first of what the top five were at the box office, and let's talk and see if you saw any of the same movies that I did.
Okay. Well, the appetite continues to increase for Star Wars The Force Awakens, $153.5 million over the weekend. Believe it or not, Doug, film's done $544 million in 2 weeks of release and $1 billion worldwide already. That means people are going to see this two, three, four times. I've seen it twice. I know a lot of people in my local theater walking out seeing this film at least. Yeah. Three times. Okay. Daddy's Home, the new comedy with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell, $38.8 million in its opening frame.
Are you surprised
Joy,
at that? Were you surprised
no, it's
that?
About what I thought it would do, right around that area. Joy with Jennifer Lawrence plays third, $17.5 million. I went to see it. I'll tell you about it in a second. Number four was Sisters with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, $13.8 million, $37 million in 2 weeks. And Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Road Chip, ran out the top five. Hateful Eight, Quentin Tarantino's movie, dug on 100 screens, is $4.5 million. That's a huge number, which means
garbage.
It's going to have a good opening. When it,
garbage. It's garbage.
But
garbage,
anyway,
garbage,
Joy,
garbage.
I liked Joy. It could have used to rewrite the script. It's about.
I said that. I went to see it too, and I thought De Niro's lines were awful. He delivered them well. It takes a while for you to get into the movie. But it's worth it, don't you think? At the when you get
yes,
to the
I
end,
yes, I do, and I would say this: when you watch Jennifer Lawrence and realize after the movie's over that this young girl is only 25 years old, and radiates a maturity so much older than she is.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything like it since Julia Roberts.
And this, by the way, it's the story of the woman who's on Shark Tank that is a QVC. I can't remember her name.
Right.
But that's
Joy
this is
one going right.
Is that her name? I don't. Yeah,
I
whatever
believe.
Her name is, she's it's her story. Anyway, so what else did you? I went to see the Concussion movie, which I think
what
everybody
think?
Ought to see. I saw Joy. I saw the new Michael Moore movie, which is more of his stuff, but there's some food for thought there. And I saw The Big Short. Did you see that?
No, I'm going to go see that.
I'll see that. Yeah, you'll see. That's a very important
movie.
The
funny thing about the Michael Moore documentary, it's only on a handful of screens.
Yeah, but I think it just opened. It's going to open wider, isn't it?
Okay.
That's the first of the year.
Probably in the next few weeks.
Yeah, right. All right, so let's see. Richie, who we got here quickly?
Angie.
Hey, is it Angie? Okay.
Angie,
what's the name of the movie?
Is it As Good as a Kid?
You got it.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.